This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Some Colorado realtors say they're seeing the seasonal summer house hunt shift to right now, as opposed to when it normally comes in June. Denver realtor Carol Reed told Colorado Matters that it's hard to tell what the future of the state's real estate market will look like, but
I do think things will start to normalize a bit. Unfortunately, I think prices are going to continue to stay where they are, if not continue to rise.
Reed says rising home mortgage interest rates may mean fewer people are willing to compete in bidding wars for homes as they've done in the past. The state's largest community college will soon be under new leadership. Colleen Simpson is currently vice president of student services at a technical college in Wisconsin. She'll join Front Range Community College in August, becoming the school's first black president. Simpson was one of three finalists named in the search process. The college has four campuses across the Front Range and currently enrolls more than 20,000 students. The Colorado Avalanche are headed to the second round of the NHL playoffs. CPR's Andrew Villegas says their next opponent will be a familiar foe.
The Avs swept the Nashville Predators out of the Stanley Cup playoffs Monday night, winning the best-of-seven series 4-0. All-star Nathan MacKinnon had a strong showing, scoring in each of the first-round games. The Avalanche will now take on either the Minnesota Wild or the St. Louis Blues, who the Avs beat in the playoffs last season. Those teams are currently tied at 2 games apiece in their series. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 70 degrees and partly cloudy. In Colorado Springs, it's 78 degrees and also partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.